Before we go, do we have any last judgments or views on this very long and very fascinating book, Jana?
Isn't it telling that we've put our emphases on we, on the now, on the way? It's only up to you, Nick, to say there's something about the portrayed life in the novel that draws us to this.
The way I like the I hear it as the way we live now, the way life is now, particularly the way there isn't the deference to the aristocracy now, and the aristocracy just has to make its way. And John Crumb, just by being an honest Suffolk yeoman, can actually beat out Sir Felix the Baronite, something he says with complete contempt of, a Baronite. Yeah. And that there's a kind of new, one hates the word meritocracy, would be very anachronistic here, but there's something here, there's society is in some way changing, and even though it seems, well, Melmoth, as you say, is the embodiment of that change, and he's defeated and rebuked, and even though Braggart doesn't get to marry Georgiana when he should get to marry her, as we all agree, that there's something afoot in the society. There's a kind of change, that the life is changing, becoming, you know, again, to use words that have been emptied by time, but that might have had pertinent to Trump, more progressive, more democratic, more liberal in some ways.
Well, just about Mr. Braggart, I mean, I think he probably dodges a bullet by not marrying Georgiana. She is
certainly financially. Certainly,
well,
dodges,
and
so yeah,
she's,
yeah.
Yeah. If she married him, she would condescend toward him, and you know, she would have done him a big favor.
And remind him every minute. You know, look,
yeah,
I married a 50th
yeah,
Jew.
So,
look what I did for you.
So yeah. I just want to say, in closing, I read this book 20 years ago or so, and had not read it again since. And when I first read it, I liked it okay, but I would not have put it among my list of top travel books. I was very impressed with this book this time. I think the first time I read it, I thought that Trollope kind of pulled his punches, and that it got too mushy and nice at the end, and you know, he had been very harsh on the characters, and then, you know, he gave most of them happy endings, and that bothered me. But in reading it this time, I see more of a connection between the first half of the book and the second half. The first half is darker, but I see the moments of light, or the promise of light, in the early part of the book. And I find it a much more cohesive novel than I had the first time.
And a nice note on which to